Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Oh, well, happy Sunday, everyone. I just pray that you all had an amazing 4th of July, and that those of you who were in the rainy sections of the country, I hope you survive that weather. It is it's just amazing to be enjoying all these amazing winter days. And I am happy about that, and I pray that you are happy about that as well. And for this episode today, we are going to be talking about a life journey with some twists and turns. I am having a bit of technical issue here with my computer, so I'm waiting on it to do its thing so we can get back in the studio to play our music. However, if that does not happen swiftly, then we are going to be doing the episode without our music today. I'm not blessed at this time to have an engineer, so I have to resolve all the issues myself. So you all out there can send me prayers and positive energy and everything that this engineering problem will resolve itself. So in the meantime, while I am waiting on that to be resolved, I want to remind you that the number to call in, right now I'm not able to see the studio, but I will know you're calling in. However, the number to call in is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And that's the number you can call in to be part of the conversation. I am praying that our technical issues will be resolved and that I'll be able to see you. And hopefully, when it resolves, we'll have the chat room up and running. But I have some amazing news I want to share with you as I wait for this issue to be resolved. We do have a date for the launching of the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel All-Age School in Westmoreland, Jamaica, West Indies. And that date is September the 1st, the first Monday in September 2014, will be the official launch date for our breakfast feeding program. And thanks to, I think, 25 people, we have raised $872 so far. And I know that we will be richly blessed leading up to the launch date and that we will have more. I want to tell you, I want to share something with you as I mentioned about the launch date. You all know that we started this campaign over 20 months ago, and the proceeds has been very slow getting out of the starting gate. And a couple weeks ago, I found myself questioning God. I said, God, are you sure that you want me to do this thing? Because I look and all of my connections on social media and all over the place and all the people I know all the emails that I have sent out, all the people that I've spoken with, all the telephone calls that I have made. And I said, God, it's a struggle to get the money to do this. What am I supposed to do? Are you sure you want me to do this? And just as I am saying this to you now and you can hear my voice, I want to tell you, I heard the reply, start where you are, and the rest will come. Start where you are, and the rest will come. And that was the week before I had the meeting with the principal of the school on the phone. And exactly this is what I am doing. I am being obedient. I know this is not about me, and this is about getting a hot breakfast in the stomach of those children. And as the voice has said to me, start where you are and the rest will come, that is exactly what I am doing. I am starting with what we have, whatever that figure is. We are going to start. One of the things that we have changed with this plan is that we are not going to be hiring a cook at this time. We are asking the parents, we are asking two each day. School is held 5 days a week, and we are asking two parents each day to come out for 2 hours and to volunteer their time to preparing the breakfast. There is a cook for the lunch program, and all we need is to have someone for the breakfast program. And we want the two parents, say the two people on Mondays, two on Tuesdays, and so on, to come out, share their time by volunteering their time to prepare the breakfast for the children. So I'll be there to make the first set of breakfast and to help in the kitchen. And I am praying that I will be able to get some volunteers to come down with me to help us shoot a video and do some interviews so we can have a video to put up on the GoFundMe site so people can see what we are doing. So we are back up. Thank you. We are back up. So now we can play our music. So just give me a little time to find it here. I tell you, I need somebody to volunteer to be my engineer here. Wherever you are, you don't need to be in Connecticut like I am. Wherever you are in the world, so long as you have internet, you can help me out. So, you know, even if you cannot help every day when I have the show, if you can help on a certain day, I would love to hear from you. So, with that being said, we are back up. Here is our theme song.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special. 'Cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, so for today, our topic of conversation is understanding your journey. Life twists and turns. And I tell you, if you are an adult or a teenager, you know, anyone who is breathing oxygen, you have had some adversities and some setbacks in life and some disappointments in life. And a lot of times those can be devastating. They can really hit you from the blind side. And I know for sure that I am not the only person in the world who have had these experiences. I might be more willing to talk about it, but I know that each and every person has had this situation in their life and on their life's journey. If you have read what I wrote inside the description of the show, you will notice that I have referred to life journey and the twists and turns. I have compared it to sometimes parenting, because I know, especially for single parents, I am one, so I can say that there are a lot of times when I was not aware of my parenting style. I was not paying attention to modifying my parenting style as my child aged. I started parenting one way and that was it. I stuck to that. And I know I was not the same person. And one of the things that I was stuck with was not releasing my child. I thought that as an adolescent and as a teenager, he would still enjoy going every place mommy went, just as he did as when he was a little boy. And I really got a rude awakening one day when I told him to get dressed. And he said no, because he did not want to go where I was going. And I was so offended that I did not go. Well, we were going to a live jazz concert, and I did not go. And I'm using that as an illustration that we all do this in our life. We do the same thing as business owners, as career people. We do the same thing because we started out with our business and doing things one way. We were accustomed to be going to networking event and pushing cards, or we were filling out referral slips and put them in a container, and we were sharing leads. That's how it was when we just started. And we continue with those same patterns and habits. And we are not changing with the new trends. we are not adopting and utilizing a lot of the tools that are available to us. Now, yes, they are still networking, but when we network now, we need to make connections. Yes, it's okay to have the business cards. I remember when we were required to have a business card, to have a trifold brochure, and to have a one-sheeter. We were, that's what was expected of us. And now people will look at you when you say, give me your business card. And people want your smartphone now, or if you have a business card, they will just scan your card in their phone and it goes directly into their systems. And for those of us who are not ready with this kind of a system, if we are still stuck back into the filling out referral slips and printing trifold brochures and all of that, we are not ready when we go to the events to utilize and take advantage of all the opportunities that has presented themselves. And because of that, we will find out that our business life begin to take some drastic twists and turns, because we will notice that nothing is happening for us. We keep going to these events. We keep paying for lunch, paying for breakfast, and some of us go to mixers, and we keep paying for the appetizers and all of that, and nothing is happening for us. And we give up, and we throw our arms up, and we say, it's not happening, and some people give up. And it's not happening for us because we are not celebrating each season that we enter into. As I look at my life journey, I look at it in this fashion. I saw the earlier part of my life when I was in Jamaica, growing up on the farm, walking barefooted, using the outhouse, not have running water, and all the amazing things that mold me into the woman I am today. I look at that time as my morning hours. Those were the dawn of my life, and I moved from that dawn, and I went into, I left the country. I moved to Montego Bay. I did move to Kingston one time. I didn't stay very long there, but I moved to Montego Bay and settled there. I went to nursing school there, went back to evening. We call them extramural classes. Went back to those and took some college courses there. In the evenings after I was through with nursing school at the hospital there in Montego Bay. And I look on that time as my afternoon time. So the morning molded me and gave me some independence to move away from the country. Remember, you know my story. You know that I lost my mother when I was 13 plus, almost 14 years old. So after that, I gained a little more independence and went through a little rough time. I'm not going to be repeating all of those because you have been hearing them for years. And I went to Montego Bay, went through some struggles there. So the morning time of my life has its ups and downs and its twist and turn. However, I always come out of the twist. I always move out of the turns. I kept climbing and kept moving forward. And when I went to Montego Bay and entered into, that was the afternoon of my life, I also encountered different mishaps in my life. Did I give up? No. And I can sit here today, the 6th of July, 2014, and I can share this journey with you. And the reason I can do this is because every day I am learning new things about me, new things about the journey that I am I'm on, and I can eloquently now share that with you without any tears, without any humiliation, without any shame, and without any guilt. I can share this with you and know that there is someone out there who will be listening to this episode who will find some healing in this. So, in the afternoon of my life, I able to attend nursing school and graduate from nursing school and started working on a career, a vocation, a nursing career. And as I continue on that path in the afternoon, some amazing things happen in my afternoon. I started to find myself. My afternoon hours were amazing because during that afternoon, not only did I became a nurse, but I understand more about community involvement. And during that afternoon of my life, I became president of the Montego Bay Atlanta Sister Cities Committee. I was president of the Small Business Association. I was working as a nurse, but I owned a business, a haberdashery out on 4th Street where we sold groceries downstairs and snacks, and we sold clothes upstairs. And during that afternoon, I started traveling. I traveled to Miami. So my afternoon was amazing. Who would have thought that a girl who started off with such a rough morning in her life would have excelled the way she was excelling? So I started traveling. I not only did I travel to Miami, but I also traveled to Atlanta. And guess what? On official business. Yeah. When I went there, I was a dignitary. I was guest of the mayor, Andrew Jackson, of Atlanta, because we were there as delegates of the Sister City Committee. So still in the afternoon period of my life, I became involved in the community with the small business and with the Sister City Committee, and getting involved in all of these things, getting involved in the Cultural Development Commission, getting involved in public health, and knowing that I wanted to expand my horizon. I expanded my horizon. I started working at public health, went to public health school, and started working in the community, doing community health. And then after that, still in the afternoon of my life, I got transferred to the Festival Commission. And that was when I started working with individuals in the different districts, identifying their skills and talents and what did they like to do, how well they did it, and how could we build on what they had. Was it cooking? Was it baking? Was it sewing? Whatever it is, I could identify that we could build on that. And come August, there would be a big exhibition, like a big craft fair, that all these people from all 14 parishes on the island would attend. And the best of the best would be given shields for their recognition, and they would win prizes. And so there I was in the glory during the afternoon too. Was the afternoon of my life was when I got married. I got married in 1973. And there I was thinking that, okay, this is the best part. During the afternoon of my life, I was also on the board of directors of the credit union, the Montego Bay Cooperative Credit Union. I was on the credit committee for many, many years. So there I was so involved in the community, and I was really enjoying the afternoon of my life. You know, you would look at it and you would think, oh, this is the best part of my life. Little did I know that there was an evening time that would surpass that afternoon of my life. And the evening time in my life took me to the United States of America. I want to welcome guest 2110 to the show. The evening time of my life took me here to America. And what happened? I came to America. Surprise, surprise. The man of my dreams, my husband, he was living a double life. He was in another relationship. He was in a relationship with another woman he was not married to. Okay, we have a caller. Let me take this caller, and then we'll go back to talking about the evening of my life. Hello, caller. Your first three digits are 314. Would you please tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Doris, I'm calling from Houston.
Hello, how are you? Did you say Doris?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Doris, how are you?
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Well, you know, I've felt led to talk about life's journey on today's episode. So I thank you for calling in and to be part of the conversation. Do you
yes,
have
ma'am.
A question, question, remark, or statement, or you just want to share something?
Well, no, I was very interested in what you had to say about life's journey, because when it comes to life journeys, you know, it really, if you really enjoy or you really looking for the greatness and the purpose, it becomes really interesting.
Mm-hmm,
and I was just, and I just thought that was an interesting topic. Because,
yeah, that's a powerful statement you just made, Doris. Go ahead.
You know, just like me, it's just like I traveled to different places, and I saw different amazing things, and met some interesting people on my journeys, and what they say, the veil is torn. You get to see things and experience things, and do we? You know, most people limit themselves because of fear, which is with me.
I was
fearful of things wondering more information, because a lot of times people don't talk about things. Your skin, like you look at your skin and you meditate on it, and it tells you things. It speaks to you. Your skin actually speaks to you, and the trees and the everything speaks to you. But people don't talk about that, so when people...
Yes, because we are afraid.
Fear.
People are afraid,
yes.
You know, and ashamed.
Yes.
Some people are ashamed too, Doris,
yes.
You know. And we need to accept who we are, because every aspect of who we are is authentically us. It's unique to us. We need to love and embrace every square inch of who we are. But I think we live in a society, Doris, where people spend more time comparing themselves with others and watching what other people have. And for that reason, they never seem to have enough because they never measure up to the Joneses.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times, if you go behind the door of the Joneses, you throw your hand up and say, I don't want any of this. Because I don't know if you ever heard the saying, not all that glitters is gold.
Yes.
Have you ever heard the saying?
Yes, I have. Yes.
You know, a lot of times people think that the grass is always greener, and I always tell my clients, all you got to do is fertilize and water your own. And you do that, you're going to find out you're going to have the greenest grass in town. So, you know, our journey, I was just sharing because I'm going to be 67 come December. And right now I'm in the evening of my life. And I am able to share that when you go back and listen to the beginning of the episode, you'll hear me mention about the morning of my life and the afternoon. And now I see myself as in the evening of my life. But years gone by, I could not have described my life journey in this way, Doris, because I was caught up in what society would say is taking place. Mm-hmm. But it came a time when I had to separate myself from what society has to say and stay true to the universe and what it provides for me, because you so eloquently stated about your travels and your experiences. Can you imagine if you had never left Houston?
Yes.
You would know what else the world has for you. Yet there are many people for different reasons that they claim is preventing them. They don't want to take any chances on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So what phase of your life are you in at this time? Are you in the morning, evening, or afternoon, or you haven't figured it out yet?
I'm in the late, late afternoon.
A late, late afternoon. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. But, Doris, have you found out that the later the afternoon is, the better it gets?
I find that I'm getting less scared. You know, when I was a child, I wasn't scared. I just felt free, and somehow life called all these vibrations come on me that caused me to get scared and didn't have anyone to talk to. And then my later life is that, well, these things that God has given me to me, and I have to, I'm embracing it.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what you have to do. You have to step into your truth, Doris, and embrace who you are right now. Love who you have become. Because as you sit back and take a few moments to dissect this journey, it gets richer and richer and richer. And you know what, my sister? You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet, because there is still so much more that we have not seen yet. If we can just like pull the veil back and take a little peek, we would be amazed to see what is waiting us. But the only reason we can enjoy, or that we will enjoy, these amazing late, late afternoons, as you put it, late, late evening, as you put it, Doris, is to live and enjoy each moment. Right now, you and I are talking. We need to enjoy every moment of it, because guess what? We don't know what later on tonight is going to bring.
Yes.
We don't know. That's not promised to us. All we have is right now. And we just need to enjoy that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Is this your... go ahead, Doris.
No, you're saying is this...
Is this your first time listening to the show?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Please come back. Please,
okay.
Please come back. I mean, okay. You can mark the show favorite. And if you follow me, you will mm-hmm. get notices every time that I am on and who my guests will be and what the topic is that I'm speaking about.
Okay.
How did you find the show?
I was just going through all the Blog Talk radio shows today.
Okay, you were just clicking around.
Yes. And
well, I am so glad that you came here and that we got the opportunity to speak. So tell me some of the things you are doing in your late afternoon. How are you making a difference in people's lives?
I hope I am. What is that prayer? The prayer of take away this heart of stone. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Take away this heart of stone. Go ahead.
No, I was saying the prayer of serenity.
No.
Okay,
is,
which one?
Is,
go ahead, Doris.
This is my prayer. I'm sorry. Just take away my heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh. Give me a heart
away,
of love and life.
Take away my heart of stone. Give me a heart of flesh. And what else?
Yeah. Give me a heart of love and light so
beautiful.
I can sow love.
Beautiful.
So I can sow love. And,
beautiful.
You know, that was taken out of Ezekiel. What happened was that, you know, as people's energies come on me and I can feel people and their arterial motives and stuff, and I know them and I don't say anything, mm-hmm. I'm just giving it love because love is all I can do. At this point, and I'm not worried about what their motives are. What are my motives? What am I bringing to the table? Am I helping you? I'm helping or hurting? You know. And following my spirit, following that I know that I know that I know.
Isn't
that
an amazing thing, Doris?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing when you know that you know?
Yes,
and
you don't have to prove it to yourself.
Anybody else?
Nobody. Right.
Just you. You and your maker. You
yes.
and your maker. Are you a Christian?
Yes, actually. Yes.
Amazing. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So are you still
I'm not religious.
No.
I'm not religious.
You're a spiritual. You believe in the Bible and you're a spiritual. You're a Christ follower.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. So you spoke about
the
spirit
way.
And energy. Go ahead.
He took me a different way. He didn't take me through the churches. God didn't take me through the churches.
That's all right, Doris.
He took me through universal. Well, I went through asking questions. I guess I was at a stage in my life where I was just asking a lot of God a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why? And why is the connection? Why are these groups of colors? You know, what was he? I would see connections and cars, the color of cars, vehicles,
mm-hmm.
and groups of women or emotions. And I kept asking
mm-hmm.
why. And then he opened up. He gave me an open vision, and that he was saying we're all connected, but because we're right here, right now, we're more connected than anybody else in the world.
The present,
huh?
Yes. I said the present, which is what I just mentioned a few minutes ago when I said, you know, you and I see this moment right now. We don't see anything else, so we have to make the best move of right now.
Right? Yeah.
You
see the moment
you
right
mentioned,
now.
You
mentioned. Mm-hmm. No, we don't get, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Doris. I was going to ask you a question. I'll wait until you finish that thought. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say that when we acknowledge the presence of God, the God is with us, this is my belief, you know, we're connected to God and God is connected to us and we're connected to everybody else. And
yeah, but you know something,
flows.
Doris? You mentioned that God didn't take you to the church. There are a lot of Christians who think that that is the only place God is. And that's not true. Because every person that we encounter, and if we can look deep in their eyes and we can see the God in them, that's what our Creator wants.
Yes.
Whether they have ever been in a church or not. Every time we walk around, we look on each plant, we look on each tree, we look on each person. Everything out there in nature is a representation of God.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And there are many people who does not believe that, but you got to know and listen to your authentic part of you, your soul, and know that. By us talking to each other now, we are not seeing each other, but we can feel the God in each of us. And this is why we can have this conversation and we can laugh and we can enjoy what each other is saying. And we can only pray that what is being said here will shed some light on something for somebody somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
You mentioned in the beginning, you mentioned about spirit and energy. You what work do you do around that?
I use universal energy. That's what it was. It was universal energy.
Explain to me more about that.
Well, it's two different organizations, but what happened is that it teaches you to open up your chakras. And meditation was teach you to meditate, teach you to be still, and breathe, and finally, then you start. Then I was able to be connected because one day I was driving, and I was about to turn around, and this guy said, "Hey!" It's 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, "Hey! I need some money to get home," and I gave him $20 to catch a cab to go home, and he said. He said, just ask God for what you want. Just ask God for what you want. And
he said that to you.
Yes, ma'am. So I was driving down the street. I was driving back to where I was coming from, and because I don't even know why I went that way in the first place. I just did.
You were divinely directed.
Yes, ma'am. And then he said, then I got back, and I went to a place I was going to go to anyway. And I got back, and all of a sudden, I seen spirits. I seen people of all colors and races, and they were just, I could see them everywhere, on my clothes, in the atmosphere, on the walls. I could just see them.
Wow.
And so what I did was I closed my eyes, and I started breathing, I meditate, and then I seen the fire of God. I saw, like, the angel in the bush, what Moses talks about.
Yes.
And then I saw Jesus sitting up there in the window, and it was just like,
Lord.
Wow. And then this guy came out of this other room, was more of us there, and he couldn't stand to see me. I was so bright. Just couldn't stand it.
Wow.
And so
amazing. You got your awakening.
Yes.
Gave me the chill just to listen to you express that. And when you share that with people, Doris, what they say, they think you're loony, right?
Well, most people do, but the people who actually experience things.
The judgmental ones.
Yes, they don't.
The judgmental ones think you're loony, but the ones who understand, they know, and they can welcome you in the family.
Yes, that's true. And then I talk to people. I try to open up their way of thinking. I thought that everybody has some different abilities, but and basically, I wish, like things from Africa, I wish I knew more about the spiritual aspect of their coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really interesting TV the other day. But,
You just have to keep living your life and hope that the rest of us will learn from what you see, because you can't make us and you can't live it for us, you know?
Yes.
You just have
I wanted to you know, I don't want to change people's views. I just want to ask questions and say, you know, what if? If somebody told, if you said, you know, mm-hmm. somebody told you couldn't fly, but what if somebody told you could fly?
Exactly. You know, isn't it amazing, Doris, all the limitations that we put on ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It is.
We put so many limitations, and again,
yeah.
those limitations is out of fear. Because you rightfully
yeah.
say, who say we can't fly? You know,
yeah.
we can do all things. Isn't that what the scripture says? All
yeah.
things. But we choose
yeah.
we choose that word all to mean the ones we decide we can do. And that's not
yeah.
what all means.
No.
So, you know, this life journey, it's such... I tell people each and every day that you wake up, you are in school, because life
mm-hmm.
is a classroom. Life is indeed a classroom, because if we decide we want to start to ask questions like you are asking questions, we are going to find out that there is so much that we don't know. And this is what the universe wants us to do. Not to accept everything, but to challenge the status quo.
Yeah.
Because what happened? It's like people look around and they say, oh, those people are rich and they have money. And the only reason why majority of us are living in poverty is because of our mindset. If we
mm-hmm.
go out there, because God does not have any lack.
Right.
He has more than enough, but you and I, we don't have ours, Doris, because we don't claim it. You know,
mm-hmm.
what, there was a story being told by someone that this person died and went to heaven. And when they was getting the tour of heaven, there was a door that was not open, the story says. And the man wanted to know what was in that door. And St. Peter said to him, no, we don't want to open that door because that's going to be so unpleasant for you. And the man insisted. And the door could hardly open. It was partially ajar when St. Peter tried to open the door. And the reason the door was not open, in that room, the story says, are all the gifts and talents that that man had not used up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that was it. He did not have another opportunity to go back and use them. So
mm-hmm.
we ask the question, Doris, how many of us are dying and leaving this world without our stories being told, our music's being played, our buildings being architect, and the list goes on and on and on because too many people are waiting for other people's approval to live their authentic lives.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's. I thank you so much for calling in, Doris. I don't know. Do you want to say anything else?
No, ma'am. You're absolutely correct. You know, I find that it's a proverb that a traveled man is an educated man. I might be misquoting it, but
that's all right.
Traveling.
The spirit knows what it says. Yep. Yep. If it's okay with you, Doris,
yes,
can
ma'am.
I keep your phone number because I want to talk to you offline about some of the things you do. Is that okay with you if I call you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I want to do that and get a little more insight in what you do. And if you want to visit my website, Doris, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. There you
Daphne.
Can get you DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. It's DAP. HNEEMPOWERS.com. And you can get some free gifts there. We have free gifts that we give away for people who sign up for my mailing list. You can get CDs and e-books and different things that you can use.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
You.
Well, don't be a stranger now. I look forward to you coming back.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay, thank you so very much. And you can continue listening. And if you have anything else to say, if you just raise your hand again, I will open your line.
Yes, ma'am. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Blessings to you too, my sister.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, it's amazing, lady. It's so wonderful to have somebody call in and to share their life experience with the rest of the world, because, you know, there's so much that is going on in this world, and sometimes we think that we are the only one that is going through that, and especially when I hear of a woman who is enlightened and really enjoying her life, it makes me feel joyful. So, if you have not yet done so, I want to invite you to connect with me on social media. You can do so facebook.com/DynamicDaphne. On Twitter, I am @DynamicDaphne. On LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, I am Daphne Clark Hudson. And my website, where you can claim free gifts and be part of my community and get all the information about what I am doing, is Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers.com. Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers.com. And I forgot to announce that my newest book, Mission Unstoppable, made the Amazon bestsellers list in 4 categories. Yeah! So check it out on Amazon, Mission Unstoppable. Mission Unstoppable. And it is Amazon number one bestseller in 4 different categories. So I am thankful to God for that blessing. And I know that this book will be helping many, many, many people, because there's some amazing stories in the book. There are, 37 of us that we are sharing our stories in that book that can help you to know that never to throw the towel in and never to give up. Knowing that it is never too late. You know, that's the same thing Doris just shared. Doris says that she's in the late, late afternoon of her life. Yet, you listen to what she said. She said it with such zeal and excitement and enthusiasm. You can listen to her voice and know that she's a lady that truly enjoys life. And that's the same thing you and I need to do. We need to embrace our lives, enjoy it, and know that this is the only life that we have. And the outcome is up to us. You know, it doesn't matter. Enjoy. If you have to rest when you go around the twists and turns, because I tell you, it can throw you for a loop. You know, it can give you pain and heartache and tears and headaches, and everything can happen on this life journey. But take a rest if you may. Take some deep breaths if you may, and get up and continue on the journey. The phone lines are open. You can call in and share your story. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So call us. The chat room is also open. You're in the chat room and you have a question or a remark, go ahead and type it there in the little box below. I also want to remind you that we have our nonprofit which is the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. And this was founded to feed a hot breakfast to the children at the Carmel All-Age School in Westmoreland. That's my former elementary school. Thanks to the 25 people who have donated $872. $872. And with that in the kitty, we will be launching the breakfast feeding program the first Monday. The first Monday in September, September 2014, will be the official launch date of the hot breakfast program at the Carmel All-Age School. And I am asking each and every one of my listeners, you know, I looked on that page and I have in excess of 28,000 supporters. And I said, Lord, if everybody could give a dollar, we would have enough money to feed those children for 3 years. 3 years if everybody could give me a dollar towards the program. And as you notice, I put on Facebook and I said, you know, I want you all to clean out your purses of all the change. Send the change to us. We will count them and give you credit for it. So whatever you have, you know, you can message me on the radio show or message me on Facebook or call me at 203-794-6208, 203-794-6208. Call me to find out how you can mail the change to us. We will count it and we will put it in the bank account and we will add it to the campaign fund. So as of yesterday, I did not check it today. As of yesterday, we were at $872. So thank you to the 25 brave souls who has donated. So it doesn't matter what you have. I mean, on the GoFundMe campaign, the lowest amount you can donate on their platform is $5. However, if you are getting your change together, just message me or email me. Email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com or call me at 203-794-6208 and find out what is the address that you can mail your change to. And we will count it and add it to the campaign. If everybody clear out their purses and their pockets and send us the change, I know that we will make a bigger goal to help us with the breakfast feeding program. So there it is. I hope that you will see it fit to support this program. And you can do so, those of you who want to donate online, you can go to gofundme.com/1G4M38. gofundme.com/1G4M38. And that's where you can directly donate, and it will put your name up there. We'll send you a note to say thank you. And you can see all the people who have donated. But those of you who gather your change, send it in to us, and we will count that change and add it to the list of the donors. So this program we have, it is in three phases: the breakfast feeding program, the farming project, and then the third phase will be to build a cafeteria for the children. So with your prayers and energy and support, I know that it will be done sooner than later. All right, so to continue the conversation, let me hear from you. What twists and turns have you experienced in your life? Has it crippled you? Has it stop you from pursuing that which you were set out to pursue. Call in 646-915-8166. I can tell you from personal experience that the more devastating the adversities are in your life, the greater your bounce back ability can be. If you decide you want to bounce back and you are determined that you will bounce back, you are going to be bouncing back greater than you ever have seen yourself. However, for this to happen, it is up to you. You got to know that each and every experience in your life was intended as a lesson that you are supposed to learn from. Our life is like elastic. I mean, look on a skirt. You just make a skirt. It's a new skirt. You just get it from the designer. And it has elastic in the waist. And you know that elastic is tight and it is supportive. And it really holds you in the waist. And our life is like that. But as we go on and we encounter adversities and setbacks, the elastic begins to get worn. Or as we iron the skirt, the elastic becomes worn. And that's what the adversities of our lives are. They are like hot iron on an elastic material. And what it does, the heat helps the elastic to expand, and oftentimes it loses its elasticity. And you either have to put some darts in it or you start wearing it with a belt because it does not have the elasticity any longer to support you. So when you got into these twists and turns in your life, if you got to get a belt to support you, do that. And when I say a belt, what are you going to need to get? You're going to need to get a mentor. You're going to need to get a coach. You're going to need to get a buddy. You're going to need to start investing in yourself. You know, you buy some books, you read some books, you go to some events, and you ask questions. You remember what Doris says? She got her enlightenment when she started asking questions. So ask yourself the question first. Have I just been settling or have I been asking questions of people? Don't just settle. Ask questions. Yes, people are going to tell you things. Are you just taking what they say? You know, how often have you spoken with somebody and they tell you something and you say, why? And they say, I don't know. I'm just saying it because somebody else told me that. And, you know, as parents, when your children ask you a question and you answer them because I say so, that is no answer. And this is the same thing that happens when we challenge what other people tell us. And there are a lot of self-made theologians who they know the scriptures and they would recite the Bible verses like poetry. But yet if you tend to ask them a question to challenge something that they just say, they get so high and mighty religious on you, and you cannot have a healthy conversation. Sometimes you say, you know, hello to somebody and they cannot just answer you in a normal way. They just go overboard with the religion. So I am sure I'm not the only one. There are many people out there who have experienced this, and you wonder, why can't people live in the real world? You know, a lot of times I know it's not what you say, but it is the life that you live that people are going to remember you by. So listen more and say less. Let your behavior demonstrate who you are. Let your life be the lesson that people can look on. As you work on your legacy, people will look and say, you know, if John was here, this is how this would have been done, and X, Y, Z. So, you know, the world is watching you. The community is watching you. Whether you say anything, there are many people who are observing you, who you might never get the opportunity to say a word to them one-on-one. However, they are watching you. I know there are people that will be listening to this episode that I might never get the opportunity to shake their hands or to embrace them or to say I love you or to say thank you in person. However, I know that my words are making an impact in their lives wherever they are. And I am so grateful and I am thankful for that. Because when I signed up for this, one of the things I said was, use me where you see fit. When I turn up for duty, I had no idea where I was going to be. When I started off this journey on this radio, I started off on a Thursday on a traditional platform where I had to go into a studio to do a radio show once a week. Little did I know that God was going to put me on a platform where I am serving people all over the world. I am thankful. I am grateful that the Spirit can place in me what I need to speak about, and that by searching the web, by surfing the web, someone can say, I enjoy that topic and I am going to call in. And yes, I would love for the switchboard to light up with 20, 30, 40, 60 people. However, if it's just the one person call in to share her life, I know that her story will be touching lives all over the world. And I want you to know that this story remains in archive, and you can download it and you can listen to it wherever you are. It is never too late, regardless of where you are. Before Doris called in, I was speaking about being in the afternoon of my life. And I'm enjoying the afternoon of my life. I am satisfied. However, every day I am evolving. Each and every day I am evolving. And that's why I love what I do, because each and every day when I get another opportunity, it's an amazing opportunity for me to make a difference in somebody's life. When you do what I do, life is never boring. There are always new awakening. I love this journey that I am on because I just have to turn up and surrender and be obedient. Those are the two top words on my list, surrendering and obedience. God, once I have found out over the years that once I have surrendered and I get the directive, I cannot question why. I just got to go. Sometimes it requires me pack my bag. Sometimes it requires me not having enough gas in my tank to go, but just still know that I need to start the journey, to know that on this journey, whatever is not right will be made right. You know, there are times when you have to get a plane ticket and you know that you got to go to this place because you were told to go there. And you look in your bank account and you don't see enough money to pay for the ticket. But what? You are called for duty and you know. So what you do? You pack your bags. and you make arrangements to take control of the things that you can and just leave the rest to the universe. But just know that once you obey the call, everything will fall into place. Everything will fall into place. And I can tell you from personal experience, when this happens, it always amazes me. It's always amazing me to say, oh my God, God is so faithful. God is so faithful. And you know, I am not special. I am not special. And if he can do it for me, he will do it for you. You just have to accept and be obedient. So as I continue in the evening of my life, I don't know how long this journey will continue. However, I will do my best to stay faithful to carry out the duties that I am called to do during this phase of my life. During this phase of my life, I will continue to serve and to make a difference in the lives of the people that I encounter, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of culture, regardless of sexual orientation. I will serve each and every person that comes into my path. And on this journey, I continue to ask God to place in front of me those people who will enhance and embrace this journey that I am on. Those people that will help me to double, triple, or quadruple the people that I serve and reach. You heard me mention earlier on at the top of the hour that I do not have an engineer for the show. However, I'm not going to sit around and wait until I get one in place. I continue to do what I can, how I can, and know that the universe will align the right engineer for this program to help us do that. One of the things that I am also looking to do on this afternoon of my life, I want to open up my platform and share it with some people who would like to have their own show, but they don't want to go through all the ropes of creating their own platform, attracting their own people, and everything like that. So I have decided that I want to open up my platform for you. I want to give you access to my database and to my listenership so that we'll produce the show for you. We will air it for you. We will market it and promote it to all of the people that we have in our network. So you can have a ready-made audience that will support your show. You don't have to go out there and say, oh, I don't have anybody to promote my show to, because we are giving you access to our people so that they can support your show. So you have a ready-made audience. So if you are interested in that, you can message me on the radio platform, and just in the subject line, you can put a radio show, and we will get back in touch with you with more details about how you can have your show here and share your share my platform and take advantages of my my listenership and the numbers that I have. Again, we do your marketing. We do everything for you to get the people to come and listen. All you have to do is to turn up and sound good. That's all. Turn up and sound good, because we are going to do the rest for you. Again, I want to remind you to go to GoFundMe.com, the number 1, the letter G, the number 4, the letter M, the numbers 3 and 8, and please donate something towards the breakfast feeding program. Last time I checked it, which was about 24 hours ago, we were at $872, and we see that as an amazing blessing, and we are thankful for that. So share the link with everybody that you know. As always, we are so grateful that you made the decision to join us and to listen, whether you listen on archive or you call in like Doris did. We are grateful for you. And if you have any addition that you want to share about your life journey and twists and turns, we have 13 minutes remaining. And you can call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And if you're in the chat room and you want to write a question or a statement in that little box below, go right ahead and do that, and I'll read it. If it warrants a response, I will do that. If it's just something to share an insight, I will also do that as well. So we have 13 minutes remaining. Lots of amazing things can happen in 13 minutes. So call in. If you have a story that you would like to share, contact me and I will do a pre-show conversation to see whether it's a match for what we do here on this show. So, again, I want to remind you to enjoy the season of your life that you're in. Remember, your life is yours. It is not for anybody else. Do not allow people to dictate to you and tell you what you ought to do or not to do. Enjoy each moment. This moment is the only moment that you are certain of. This is the only time you have the present moment. Stop living a life of procrastination. Stop living your life based on what people tell you you should do. Yes, it's okay for you to be the first person that does something. You do not need to do something based on whether somebody else has done it before. You do it because you were called to do it. You do it because you know that it is part of your calling. It is part of your mission. It is part of your duty. There are things in this world that we were created to do. And because of that reason, that is why on our life's journey, there are just some things that does not set easy with us. And they will not set easy with us until we resolve them. And I'm here to tell you that the reason that is so is because we were called to fix those things. We were called to modify those things. We were called to create those things. And a lot of times we look around and say, well, oh, I don't have the money to do this and I don't have the money to do that. That is none of your business. That is not supposed to be your issue. You just need to do what it is that you're supposed to do and know that the resource will come. You know, you probably find yourself in a position like I did when I was questioning God, do you really want me to do this breakfast feeding program? You know, and what he said, Start where you are and the rest will come. Start where you are and the rest will come. So I'm here to tell you today, whatever it is that is plaguing you in your life, start where you are and the rest will come. We don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know how much, but the one thing we know is that it will come. It will come. So just make sure you believe in it enough, and even if it's just you alone, turn up to do that. Just turn up. Believe that if when you start, the rest will come. That is a certainty. Again, please support me by visiting my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And we ask that you support the breakfast feeding program at GoFundMe.com, the number 1G4M38, and give your donation. And for those of you who collect your change, message us and we will tell you how to mail it to us. How to mail it to us, and we will count it and we will add it to the donation.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com. or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
Okay, so that was a word from one of our sponsors. Don't forget to protect your stuff. You don't want to be caught with your pants down, literally, because you're sitting home in your living room and watching television, and next thing you see your invention pop up on there because you did not protect it. So I am just so excited about this segment. As always, I'm always very excited. Again, I look forward to see you guys on social media, and I look forward to see you guys on my website. Claim the free gifts, and I know that they will be beneficial to you. I'm on the radio here twice a week, on Sundays at 7 p.m. and on Saturdays on Wednesdays, excuse me. I think the Spirit has me doing an episode on Saturday. Who knows? I'm open and ready. On Wednesdays at 10 a.m. and on Sundays at 7 p.m. And we don't know what else is in store for us. However, whatever is in store for us, we are ready. And the other thing, I wanted to look on Facebook under the events section for the 9th of July. We are doing a live taping of my TV show in Danbury. And we are talking about the topic, sex 60 and above. We are looking for some people to call in and to ask questions or discuss the topic. And we are also looking for studio audience. So if you are in the Connecticut area, want to drive down to Danbury, we would more than welcome you to be in the studio with us. But those who are far away, there's a phone number in that episode, in that event, right there on Facebook. And you can call in from wherever you are, and we can have you as part of the conversation. So it's 8 p.m. on July 9th at the studio at 5 Shelter Rock Road in Danbury. We'll be doing a live taping, and we're going to be talking about sex 60 and above. You don't need to be 60 to be in the audience, but you can be at any age, any adult age, and be in the audience, and we'll be talking about that. So I look forward to seeing you in the studio in Danbury at 5 Shelter Rock Road at the Comcast studio. Just ring the bell, and you'll be buzzed in. I'm looking forward to the episode. And those who cannot make it to the studio, access the phone number from the event page on July the 9th on Facebook. You'll see the event page there. And we are looking forward to this energetic conversation. So we will see you then, and have a fabulous rest of the week. And enjoy the summer, and enjoy your loved ones. Remember, you are called for a destiny. Do not allow anyone or anything to derail you off of that. Remember, embrace each season of your life. Embrace it, acknowledge it, learn the lessons from there. This way, you will not live your life with any regrets. So long, I love each of you, and I appreciate you.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Because I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this.
Thank you for showing me, and directing me,
directing me,
hallelujah, to my destiny.
I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for.